going to try to put this whole scheme together piecemeal, it's going to be an uphill battle because, you know, you can talk about Chametz being Nisr Nachila and Nisr Hana and Achi of Kares, and having all those parallels with Nosar, but at the end of the day, you know, Chilev Shol Shor HaNiskal. We'll always be able to find something which isn't Min HaNisrafin. So Chazer Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda was Chozer, V'danu Din Acher, Nosar Yeshna, this is the top line in Kaf Chasam and Aleph, V'Baal Totiru, V'Chametz V'Baal Totiru. Now what do you mean Chametz V'Baal Totiru? So Rashi says something fascinating, Lo Yirav V'Lo Yimatzeh, that one way of thinking about Lo Yirav V'Lo Yimatzeh is actually like, you know, letting the clock run out, sort of, you know, the way the Ravid understood the Rambam, if you will, right? Like, you know, you just waited too long, and now it becomes Aser, just like Nosar becomes Aser. So Nosar Yesha Baal Totira, Chametz Baal Totira, Ma Nosar Bisreifa of Chametz Bisreifa. Amrlo, Ashram Tali Vechata Sof, Habala Safek, Lidvarecha, Yochichu, Shehen Baal Tosiru, right? That these were examples which were subject to din of Nosar. Shanu Omrim Bisreifa, we would have said Sreifa, Ve'ata Omer Bikvura. But you, Rabbi Yehuda, you know, think it's Kvura. So Shasak Rabbi Yehuda didn't have anything to respond. So Rabbi Yosef, Hainu da Amriyinchi, Kafa, Dechata, Nagra, Begava, Nisrov, Chardala, Sadana, Bisadane, Yasiv, Sadana, Bisadane, Yasiv, Midvil, Yade, Mishdalim. So it's basically all different idioms for saying he was hoisted by his own petard, his own shita. Basically that this would be Mina Nikbar and not Mina Nisrafin. Again, this doesn't, you know, stop the Baal Yatosos from saying we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Amar Gilar Abigiri Miktol Midvil Yade Mishdalim. So again, another idiom, Meharamas Yado, Rashi says, Mulachto Mishdalim Scharo Kshenimtza Ganav. Okay, the Ganav is going to ultimately be his own undoing. So in any event, the Baal Yatosos point out something here, two Tosfosin at the top. So Hadakari the Hashta Din Acher, Tzvei Mehani Dila'el. So before we had like these minor reversals. Okay, well, it's Isra Achila isn't enough to get the job done. What about the Isra Hanoah? Okay, Isra Hanoah is not going to get the job done. What about the Chi of Kares? So it's called the complete Din Acher. So Omer Riva, Mishum Dehashta in Tzarech Isra Achila V'Hanoah V'Anosh Kares, Ela Bitzad V'Al Totir L'Chudei, Matino Lamelev to Lese Bechulhu. So basically the Baal Yatosos are pointing out, I think, something very important. What the Baal Yatosos are saying is that we're sort of just going in a very straight and narrow path. It's the connection between Chametz and Nosar that's predicated exclusively on the concept of having something that was mutter and then it becomes Aser. In other words, that is so fundamentally unique to Chametz and to Nosar, that should have been enough. And again, the Baal Yatosos l'shitasam, right, they pask in this way, so that's a strong indicator. Next Tosos, Chametz Hareo Bebaal Tosiru. So again, Rashi said, oh, that's Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh, which is really interesting, thinking of it as a kind of a Nosar. So Tema Dari, Hechi Avid Le'el Kavachomer Minosar, Shein Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh. Seems to contradict what we said in the Chav Zayin Amid Beis. We said, oh, no stars of Din Sreva, even though there's no Din of Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh, so surely Chametz, where there is a Din of Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh, how can you possibly say that Kal V'Chomer if it later becomes the basis for the direct comparison? V'Chashiv Hacha Baal Tosiru Kimo Baal Yirah. It's a fundamental equation. It's not a Kal V'Chomer. Omer Reed, Mikol Makom, Nira David Shepard, Kal V'Chomer, no star in a Baal Yirah, Demiyad, Shehotir, Over, V'Shuvenu Over, Elbal Chametz, Afil La'achar, Shehotir, Over, B'Chol Shab, Baal Yirah. So the Baal Yatosos are saying a very important yesod in Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh, that every Shah, right, there's an ongoing Isser of Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh, right, it's something that persists, it continues, it's not like, you know, you've crossed the Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh threshold, but it's like what we discussed in the Rishonim, on Shem Yamtza Gluska Yafa V'dayte Yilave, the question is, you just violate in that 1 second, or you keep on violating, you know, going forward. So they're saying, Nosar is Nosar. It's once you cross the threshold, and then there's an Isser Nosar. But Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh is an ongoing Isser. So Amr Lo Asham Talo Yochiach, Temel Rashba, next Tosfos, the Divreim de Rabban and Amr Shem Bisreifa, Amel Yofin Chametz Minosar, Shu Bisreifa. So they're saying, wait a second, you know, the shoe should be on the other foot. This is very powerful. So if the Rabbanan had the idea that Asham Taloi, or Achata Sofa Bala Asafik, right, that they were Minha Nisrafin, you know, if things took too long, so why didn't they then derive that same halacha for chametz? Why do they dafka say hashbasasu b'chol davar? Omari demashmalu hanoser b'sreifa v'lo kol iser in shebetara b'sreifa v'afilu chametz. They hold that it's really a din in nosar, what I call like the stigmatization of chametz of the kadshim. Excuse me, gone wrong. Okay, so v'chami omer mefarer v'zora. So ibay lehu. Hechi kamer mefarer v'zora l'ruach mefarer matol yam. V'dilma mefarer v'zora l'ruach aval matol yam be'enez. Matol yam going to be a little bit of a kulab, because, you know, once you're thrown into the ocean, you know, it's irretrievable. And even if it's be'en, it's not nami gabi avodah zara, ki agam nerev yosi omer shochek v'zora l'ruach, o matil yam, v'baylehu hechikam ar shochek v'zora l'ruach v'shochek matil yam, o dilma, if you're going to put it into the wind, then you have to grind it down shochek v'zora l'ruach, aval matil yam be'enet, you're allowed to throw it into the sea, the way that it is, because the sea is obviously going to make it completely avot. That because of the chumra vodazara, that you specifically have to take it to Yam HaMelech, so Yam HaMelech, with all of its salt, obviously is going to, you know, grind it down. Chametz, the shar naharos ka'azil, bai peror. So chametz, which can go into any body of water, so it's going to need to be, you know, crumbled up. So I'm there of Yosef Adra, Ipicham Estabra, Avodazara Deloma Misa, right, because if it's Matechas or whatever, it's going to have a longer half-life, Bay Shchika, Chametz, Demamis, right, it's going to degrade, Lo Bay Perer. So in any event, the Gemara says, Tani Kavasi the Rabba, Tani Kavasi the Rav Yosef, Tani Kavasi the Rabba, Yim Halich B'midbar Mefar B'zor L'Ruach, Hayim Halich B'svina Mefar B'atal Yam, Tani Kavasi the Rav Yosef, Hayim Halich B'midbar Shochik B'zor L'Ruach, Hayim Halich B'svina, Shochik U'matal Yam, Shchika Kash L'Rabba, Perer Kash L'Rav Yosef. So the Gemara responds, Shchika L'Rabba Lokash, Yali Yami Yamelech, Halad Shari Naharos. Again, Shari Naharos requiring a greater amount of crumbling on your part. Perer L'Rav Yosef Lokasha, Ha Bechiti, Ha Benahama. Just depends what kind of chametz you're dealing with. But Chiti, Rashi says, Shechmitu Bai Perer, Kilomar Pizer, Shalo Yitneim, Besak, V'Yizrakeim, Eli Yifazrim, Alpnei Amayim, Shal Yuchal Adam, Lelakta Me Alpnei Hamayim. That's Bechiti. But Benahama, we're obviously not worried about that the same way. Okay, so again, it just depends very much on the metzias. These are technically oriented halachos. We don't want a situation where somebody is going to be ochel. And again, it sounds like it really is more of a question of a chashash takala. The other way of looking at this, obviously, and this, you know, ties into Reb Chaim's analysis, you know, if you believe that hashbesaso b'chol davar, right, this was, you know, exactly, you know, the analysis of Reb Chaim, but just in the, you know, shoe on the opposite foot. If you would believe, let's say, that hashbesaso b'chol davar was really a chalos in the chafza, so you'd be much more likely to say that you need things like pirur, you need to really break it down, you need to really attack the chafza. It's not enough just to say there's no way a human being is going to swim out to the middle of the ocean and there's no chashash takala, so, you know, we did our job. Right? Again, the more that you think Tashbisu is not just results-driven, but process-driven, the more you'd be likely to say that. The fact that the Gemara basically relates to it as an exclusively technical question is, I think, a very strong indicator, you know, of the general approach of Reb Chaim, that Sreifa is a din in the Chafza, and, you know, Hashbasaso b'chol davar, even if you would happen to burn it, there's no heter, Ifaron is still going to be Aser, because there's no real fundamental change in the Chafza, because it's not considered a davar shenaseh smitvaso. It's just, again, something where you want to remove the isra hana because of the chashash takala. You gonna go upstairs now? Okay, good boy. Take your chocolate milk. Love you. Good night. All right. So here we go. Famous machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Chametz shel nachri shavu pesach mutar behanah v'shal yisrael aser behanah shenemar. Lo yira elucha seor. So now we're dealing with chametz after Pesach, and it's been stigmatized because of the violation of Ba'ira Ba'imatze. It's interesting, you know, that the Mishnah happens to point out Ba'ira, and there's a svara to be mechalik. We've talked about this many times, but, you know, Ba'ira is the bailus oriented halacha, Ba'imatze is association oriented. So, you know, if you kept something under your bailos, there's an argument that there's something worse about that. But in any event, if you take a look at Rashi, Gemara Mefarish Lo Mishum Kenasa Da'avar Le Mishum Baal Yira, right? That you violated Baal Yira, you know, in terms of the ownership. So money must be sin. So we initially assume Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon, Lo Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Of course, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is obvious because he says Chametz is Mutter Bana. So my he did Tani Chametz Ben Lifnei Zmano. Bein la'achras man over la bilav, toks man over la bilav, v'kareis divri Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says the only thing that's different about Pesach itself, as opposed to kodem zmano, lo sochal olav chametz, achilek, etc. You know, chametz during Pesach is ki kol ochel chametz, v'necher said. Rabbi Shimon Omer, chametz v'nei zman la'achras man over la bilav klum, toks man over la v'kareis v'lav. So this is 0 to 60, back to 0. Rabbi Shimon simply doesn't believe in any kind of an Issa D'Oraisa beforehand, and it doesn't sound like he believes in any kind of an Issa D'Rabbanan, Issa D'Oraisa after the fact either. Now, does that leave the door open for an Issa D'Rabbanan is going to be the question. Mishash Aser Be'achila, Aser Be'hano. Okay, that obviously is different than, you know, the way that we paskin when we talked about the Issa Achila, the fourth hour, the Issa Hana only starting the fifth hour. So asam latana kamer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer, tama alatzmecha, hey achametz aser b'ana kol shiva. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's davar tamua to think that chametz should be aser b'ana. It's machalos asuros, but actually it's perfectly mutter b'ana. So minayin lo chametz v'sheishos l'malos shu over v'lo saseh. What's the basis of this? According to Rabbi Yehuda, shenemar, lo socho alav chametz. It's rooted in the Korban Pesach, the Rabbi Yehuda. Samar lo rishimru chiev shalom rechen. So Rabbi Shimon had exactly the inverse scheme of what we talked about so extensively. Rabbi Shimon says matzah is the driver. And when you have a chi of matzah, so that's when chametz is aser. Well, we talked about chametz, tochos, not matzah chametz, but chametz matzah. Chametz is really the driver. That's the explanation for Nashim. That's the explanation in terms of what generates the chatz of matzah. It's only something which is a bali de chimutz, velo bali de siruach, etc. It's very, very clear that Rabbi Shimon is operating from the opposite premise, that if there's no chiv of matzah, you really can't have an issur d'oraisa of chametz. So he believes in the linkage, but in, let's say, the opposite direction that we're used to establishing it. So my time, Rabbi Yehuda, Tlasa, Karek, Sivi, there are three psukim in the Torah. Lo yeachel chametz. One, chom achmetzes lo sochilu. Two, lo sochel av chametz. Chavet nezmano, chavet achrasmano, v'chavet sochsmano. Rabbi Yehuda, chavet sochsmano, v'chom achmetzes, mibay lechatani, lishan ischametz meilav, machmas davar acher minayin, tamalomar, chom achmetzes lo sochilu, even if it became chametz, again, through some exogenous agent. So lo yeachel chametz mibay lechatani Rabbi Yossi Aglili lomer minayin lebesach mitzrayim shein chimutz noeg lo yom echad. He would agree with Rabbi Yossi Aglili on this point. Tam lomer lo yeachel chametz esamech lei hayom atem yotzim, that the isur chametz is only one day. Rabbi Yehuda machmas dvar acher minaleim davke rachmana b'lashem machmetz. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree that something that became chametz through an exogenous agent is considered chametz, but that's part of the word machmetz. I still have three psukim at my disposal, lifnei zmano, la'achar zmano, and of course, toch zmano, bekaris. Rabbi Yossi Aglili minalei, si yibai yisem v'disamech lei hayom atam yotzim, so that's, you know, that Pesach Mitzrayim was an isur chametz of yom echad, yibai yisem smuchin lo darish, or perhaps he really doesn't subscribe to smuchin. Samar mar, minayin lochol chametz, mishe shos lamala shover below, sase shenar mar lo sochol, Alav chametz Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Rishimon v'chiyav shalom rachem lo kvar nemar lo sochal chametz shevasim tochal matzos. Rabbi Yehuda, how is he going to answer this? Shabar kamalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda amar lecha how lekovo chova afilu bezman hazeh hu da'asa. You know, as the Rashi points out, it's not an obvious thing that matzah will be a chiyav d'oraisa bezman hazeh. Matzos nirom yochlu. Maror isn't. Who's to say that matzah should be? So Rabbi Shimon lekovo chova minalei nafkalei merev tochlu matzos. Rabbi Yehuda mibayilei l'tamei shei b'derech rechoka, somebody who's not participating in Pesach at all, sa'agadayta chamina hova Pesach, lo ye'achel, or lo yochal, it should be in this case, matzah mar nami lo nechol, kamash malan. So Rabbi Shimon tamei shei b'derech rechoka, lo yitzrech kra, to lo gar me'arol ben echar, d'chsev v'chol